they do anything to turn the second period, or was that you guys self-destructing? Were the unforced errors, or?
Well, we, you know, second period in particular in buildings, you have the long change, and, you know, the first goal they get, it gets them, you know, back in the game is we're out on a long shift. We have a long way to come. We have four, you know, tired guys on the ice, and we make a turnover with the puck and ends up in our net, which got the momentum. You know, they cashed in with their one power play opportunity there and drew even with us. And, you know, that was really a large part of the second period. And you know, so, yes, we had one big play, the one turnover, and got them back in the game with that first goal.
Did you see these second and third periods as being something of a continuation from the Toronto game? You talked about turnovers, puck management. No?
I think this game was different in terms of the mindset which we played and how we played it. This it was a turnover, but it's a again, it's a situation we're well aware of, and the second period long changes, you can really pin a team back on their heels and get them with tired legs because it's such a long change and a long change for a defenseman to get off the ice if you can stay in the offensive zone. And that play in particular is a very good example of them doing that, a longer shift. We had tired guys out in the ice. You get tired, and we made a mistake in that situation and right at the beginning of the second.
How long was that pairing out there, Dave?
Well, I think that goal was scored 50 seconds roughly. I don't have the time on it right now, but it's, you can, I think it's around 50 seconds. And